Welcome back. So, we're talking about news today. May 22nd, a day from today, will be a Brony Tales Seattle premiere.
Oh, yay! Is it live?
I think it is live, because the Tribeca film thing.
Oh.
That's where that Super Size Me documentary came from.
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't watched that in a long time.
It's funny because Ashley Ball is actually going to be in it, and I'm really excited about that because it's a member of the voice actor crew.
Yep. Rainbow Dash and Applejack.
Who is your favorite voice actor?
It'd probably be somewhere between Tara Strong and Andrea Lippman, mainly because I met them. But, you know, it's biased. I like Ashley Ball. She's really cool, apparently, but.
Were you able to give Tara Strong a hug?
No. Next year. By next year, I mean in a few months.
In a few months, he'll be able to give Tara Strong a hug. You've heard it here first, folks. Tara Strong will definitely get a hug by Muddy.
I'm coming for you.
He's definitely coming for you, Tara Strong. Tara Strong, we know you're out there. Listening to the show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Remember, Tara. So, our next song is another by Gatopaint. It's Every Lie, and it's a cover by Gatopaint. We don't know who it's from. That seems to happen a lot on the show. But Gatopaint covered it, and that's all that matters. So I hope you enjoy, and you're listening to Ponyville FM. So where did you sleep the night before? Was dying. I'm supposed to believe that was what you were. Since you were alone, I don't buy it.
Thank you.
and welcome back.
I like being back in black. I'm gonna do that thing that I've been doing the past couple of weeks where I've been saying I like to be back in black.
Black.
And you were like, oh, you made that. You made that joke last week, and I'm gonna be like, no.
So you're gonna be like, no.
I'm gonna be like, no.
That sounds like fun.
Do you like saying no, Peter? Because I think saying no is actually a lot of fun.
No, I don't like saying no.
Oh.
So, what are your thoughts on Rainbow Rocks coming out on September 2014?
Pretty excited. I don't know if it's coming to theaters or not.
I think it is, because I've read the article and it says it's going to be a cinema. So,
if it does go into theaters, I'll definitely go see it in theaters, but...
Actually, it's not going to be in Canada.
No!
I say, and I quote, Screen Vision is the largest cinema advertising company in the United States with a network comprised of 15,000 cinemas and 24,000 movie theater locations. With this announcement, it's safe to assume Equestria Girls will return to the big screen. I may have lied, it may come to Canada.
Does it specifically say it's not coming to Canada?
No, I saw the word America and I didn't see Canada, so I assume that it's not coming to Canada.
It's probably coming to Canada.
Okay, so our next song is Shimmer On by Mondo Pony. I know you like this song a lot, buddy.
Yes.
It's a great song. Before we get to the song, we just want to tell you guys that Give and Take is going to be on the show today.
Yep.
If you stay tuned, Give and Take will be on the show. So I hope you'll enjoy that. But you'll probably enjoy this song more. So. Remember, you're listening to Ponyville FM.
Okay, so up.
And now, it's all over now. The sparkle is gone. See me shimmer on. It's all over now. The sparkle is gone. See me shimmer on. I'ma tell you how it began, just so you understand. This ain't at all what I had wanted, and it's not what I had planned. And when I make demands, your attention I expect. All I wanted was respect, but I just couldn't connect with the one who said she gave me everything I ever wanted. Imagine seeing all your dreams waved and being flaunted right in front of your face, and now you call it a disgrace. I chase it down to get the crown and take control of this place. This ain't my home, I'm cold, broken, alone. No one really knows who I am, but I can't start to show who I've grown into. Something new I slowly realize, I'm becoming a monster, and now I fantasize about getting it back. I track her down and it's whack. I'ma find that newbie's head, smack it down till it cracks. Man, I swear I'd take it back, take a life that was mine. See me shimmer, see me shine, but you're running out of time. And now, it's all send your precious protege to come and save the day. You never tried to listen to a word I had to say. And so forget it, it's over, never gonna see me sway. I stand firm on the ground, no sound for me complaining. I'm the king of the storms, no one escapes my reigning. You're washed up, your friends are all ashamed, cause your magic ain't nothing next to what I'm conjuring today. Who would've thought you'd be caught, you'd be brought to your knees, not get shot, thanks a lot, cause I fought for everything that I got. Here you are, thinking you can instantaneously take it right on the spot. I'ma teach a lesson that you wish you could forget. You're gonna wish that you had never been a teacher's pet. I gave up all my friends just to see how far I get. They say it's lonely at the top, I don't miss them yet.
And now, it's all over now. The sparkle is gone. See me shimmer.
I can do better. Anything you can do, I can do.
Welcomed back.
Muddy, are we just gonna say that 1,000 times?
Yes, we are.
I'm happy I'm back. Are you happy you're back?
I'm pretty happy to be back. Are you happy to be back?
No. Are you happy to be back?
No, actually. I hate being back.
There's been a lot of brony type things around in the news today. Like, there's the new brony movie. Brony Tale coming out. We talked about that before. But then there's a Brony musical.
That looked really weird. I'm sorry. It looked...
Yeah, that looked... Did it really look weird to you?
Mm-hmm. The costumes, like the pony costumes, were,
Oh, I didn't see that part of it. There's pony costumes.
It was on the, It was one of the pictures that most of the articles used.
I've noticed when most people talk about bronies, they usually use like the most risque pick that they can get. They don't use like people sitting on a couch watching My Little Pony. They usually get like really old men watching My Little Pony pictures.
Oh well, yeah,
that's what brings.
Because everybody knows that's what I look like. Hell, I'm 40 years old.
And I'm 52.
You're older than me? Dun, dun, dun.
You know what I dislike about The Brownies musical is that it's a musical and that I can't watch it because it's far.
It's far?
It's in Los Angeles.
It's far too awesome.
Yeah, it's far too awesome. So I hope you, all y'all in that area,
in,
please go see it and help them out.
In space, that area.
If you're not bronies, then don't go. I don't know why you're not a brony.
And listening to this radio station?
Yeah. I was looking at the cast the other day for the Bronies musical, and let me read off the cast. There's Heather Lake.
See?
But I read through a couple of these names, and some of these people are actually pretty famous, like people from Wizards of Waverly Place.
What?
Like, a lot of people from Disney shows and Nickelodeon shows are in this musical.
For instance?
People from Wizards of Waverly Place, from Winx Club, from The Middle, Natalie Lander. You don't watch TV, do you? next song. Our next song is by Aviators, our first Aviators song on the list, and it is Constellations. So I hope you enjoy, and you're listening to Ponyville.
Thank you.
Gavin, and welcome back.
I am going to say this one last time this week.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to say it.
Okay. I like being back.
Talk about the comics, yeah. Muddy, what are your thoughts on the comics?
The comics? The comics are like the Pony comics. The Pony comics are awesome.
I've never read them because, you know, reading.
Because, you know, reading. Most people are like, oh, I can't buy all the comics. I don't have enough monies, in which I reply, they're all online.
They are all online.
Everything's online. Like, we're online right now.
We're not online.
We are online.
We are
we all?
This is a pre-recorded message. Leave a message after the tone. Oh, the show's live.
The show is online, I think. Fuck. So yeah, comics good. Comics equals good.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact that they're completely canon is cool as well. Nightmare Rarity. Nightmare Rarity is pretty awesome.
What is Nightmare Rarity, buddy?
It's like the same kind of greed and whatnot that got Nightmare Moon got Rarity. Like there's like this like little subplot where there's like these the reason that like Nightmare Moon got so powerful was because of these things that were on the moon, and they got to Rarity and made her like greedy, and she became Nightmare Rarity and was pretty awesome.
How was Nightmare Rarity stopped, buddy?
I cannot say.
Okay. Do you not want to say it because it's a spoiler, or?
I do not want to say it because it is. It is a spoiler. It is very much a spoiler.
Okay, the next song is by Aviators, but after the song, we may have Give and Take on the show.
Yay!
My shoulder to cry on. Now everything around is burning to the ground. We've lost somehow. You're far from me now. Maybe it's time we open our eyes. We've been so blind. We couldn't realize we unknowingly killed everything that we built. All the memories inside of me have become my enemy. I've lost you so suddenly. And you're so far from me. How did we find a way to start a war? When did this become a battle to settle the score? What happened to the way we used to be? And it feels like we're worlds apart, stumbling in the dark. You're so far from me. Now I'm believing you're so far from me.
And we are back.
Can I say it again? I like being back!
Okay, and we have a special guest here, Give and Take.
Hello, it's me.
It's him.
Sure it's is.
Who gives and takes.
Nice. I'm that afraid I didn't see what you did there.
Are you blind?
Yes. Oh sure. Hey, Given. I've always kind of liked your very like blunt humor that you've always had. Where do you pull half of that from?
My blunt humor. Well, I got like recently. I got a lot of it from JonTron, if you know him.
Yeah.
A lot of that sort of weird, whoa, stuff.
Mm.
And I don't know, I like silly things and talking in a weird way. The blunt humor, the swearing, I assume you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've just enjoyed swearing. I enjoy it when people get annoyed about it. You know, I like comedians like George Carlin and Louis C.K. who talk about how swearing is, even Stephen Fry is also all about swearing doesn't necessarily mean you're dumb, and it's just words, and they make people offended, and people offended is good, because fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny when people get offended.
Yes.
It can get very funny. Anyway, Peter, you can continue.
Okay. My question is, are you able to say anything about the episode right now?
Well, the finale.
Yes.
The finale.
Any thoughts?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I liked it overall. What else? What do you want to know?
Like, a lot of people were conflicted with the songs. I didn't like the songs personally. But
The first song was the smooth animation that got me. They're like, whoa, look at all those frames, but. I don't care for the first song. The second song was kind of nice. I can't remember it either, though. They're not big staple songs. You wouldn't remember them years later.
Like, I know that this area and a lot of other songs, like, they get stuck in your head. These songs, they just sit there.
Yeah. I really can't remember any of the words from any of them, so.
The rainbow remind you.
Is that how it went?
Yes, that was the last one. And then the first one was, you're a princess.
You're a princess. You're a princess. You're a princess. You're a princess.
You're a princess.
Is she a princess? Twilight, shut up. Stop wanting to do things. You're a princess. Deal with it.
And then she got Is that super it? And then she got Super Saiyan powers.
Yes, she did.
I know a lot of people mentioned, pointed back to Hatsugiri Demon's animation where...
Oh, what? Like the demon guy looks like Tirek.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Hey, Muddy, your question next.
I already... Yes.
we'll think of more questions, but first we'll play this next song. It's by Aviators and it's Friendship, so I hope you enjoy, and you're listening to Ponyville FM.